Hi, I'm Betsy Dollar. I'm the executive director here at the Springfield Art Association. Well, it is the opening of the Liturgical and Sacred Art Exhibition, and this is something that happens every other year in conjunction with the Greater Springfield Festival, and we are the visual arts component of that. And this year, we have brought in about 90 pieces from 22 different states across the country in pretty much every media you can imagine. The gallery is packed in a really diverse range of spiritual artwork. I love it because it does give a voice to a broader range. And since I've been here, the range seems to be broadening as well with different points of view and different ideas about spirituality, which is great. I love it. Well, I would say there's a strong Judeo-Christian representation here, but I would say then there's some Eastern approaches with mandalas and more Buddhist types of ideas, and then there's a kind of a strong idea of spirituality that is not connected to a specific religious practice. And I would say I come from that kind of background more. And so it's interesting to see how that comes together and in this setting really sets off and supports so much of the specific religions as well. That's cool and a little surprising. I've had pieces in several of these shows in the past. I don't have anything in this particular show, but both in terms of centering myself, so the practice of making art, whether the work itself is particularly spiritual or not, is sometimes not the issue. It's just the practice, just like doing yoga would be to sort of stop and center and focus. And then sometimes the outcome is unintentionally more spiritual than I know when I'm creating it. I recognize it later.
Hi, I'm Diane Singler. I'm from Irving, Illinois. I was an art teacher I'm still an art teacher part-time, but I retired from public schools 5 years ago and been exploring with my own art talents and materials. And it's both an illustrative and an expressive piece from the Book of Genesis. Just very colorful background, which expresses God's presence in there. It's a visual prayer. It's a way for me to share my faith visually. It's mostly acrylic, liquid acrylics, which are kind of like a watercolor, and a crackling paste gives the texture, makes the tree look very textured. We have prayers that we say out loud, and we do prayers by action, I believe, but I think this is a way to just show God I appreciate his creation.
Well, hello, Martin Wolf. I'm the minister of the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation, and I'm also on the board of the Liturgical Arts Festival. Unitarian Universalism is a faith tradition that in this country goes back just over 200 years. There's a lot of diversity in terms of theology as well as types of people. We welcome people regardless of their theology, regardless of their gender identity, regardless of whether they are straight or LGBTQ, and we just try and build a beloved community. For myself personally, I started as an art major many years ago, and so I began painting when I was 8 years old using oil paints, and so to see the technical ability and creativity of other people is just very refreshing. I actually left off being an art major in college and pursued creative writing, but I've never lost my love for the visual arts. And what you see here is an assembly of sensibilities which really excites the imagination.
Hi, Hi, I'm Felicia Olin, and my piece is called Altar of Adam and Eve. I came across a frame that just looked religious. It had two openings and an arch, and it just looked really old. So I was like, well, it's got two openings, so I'll probably do like an Adam and Eve piece in it. But for whatever reason, I ended up deciding to do skeletons instead of people, Adam and Eve, which kind of makes sense because they're mortal and they died and they're skeletons now. So I made them both with little black halos instead of gold because they're sinners. And I gave Adam a missing rib part, and where he's holding his hand, where his missing rib is, Eve has the apple in hers. And I made them kind of reaching out to each other like, hey, we did this, we're dead, now we're going to be okay with this and deal with it. I think I have to get into a mindset that's meditative to even do art. So I feel that that's like a creative spirituality. So definitely it's not always representational, it's usually not. But it always takes part of my spirit to make it. So that's definitely always there.